Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I hope everybody had a good holidays. Welcome in. We're glad you're along with us for the ride. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea here in studio. We got quarter number one of our 1 hour full Penn State Citrus Bowl preview type show. We're going to start with some news and notes. Yeah. First of all, Bob, how was your holiday?
It was good. It was good. Got a chance to go home. I just wanted to put out two things. Happy holidays to all the listeners. But have you noticed, Andy, that the regular season's been over for over a month, and Jim Galante, who won the regular season, refuses to take down the results of the regular season? I'm still staring.
On our chalkboard.
I'm still staring at his regular season winning championship.
Why should he take it? I'm one behind you. I have two wins, and we're going to make predictions.
Well, that's right. The bowl game could change things.
We are going to make predictions this week in quarter number four. We're going to talk about that. We got some news and notes for you coming up. The Citrus Bowl and Penn State's opponent, Kentucky, is going to dominate our show this week. Quarter number two will be Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Ross wants to talk about Kentucky's impact playmakers.
They've got quite a few.
They do. They're your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. That powers quarter number three. I have all your questions here. And we'll close out our show this week with our bowl game preview and our picks. So let's start with news and notes, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State arrived down in Orlando earlier this week. They got in Wednesday afternoon. James Franklin had a little chat session with the media that were along. They made the transcript available, and the news was backup quarterback and the Lion, Tommy Stevens, will not be available for the Citrus Bowl. The school announced that the redshirt junior had season-ending surgery of an undisclosed injury. And I just want to read you James's quote about it.
Sure.
Tommy had an injury. This is quoting James Franklin. Tommy had an injury about the midpoint of the season that the media weren't aware of. Shocking, James Franklin said. We had a lot of discussions about when's the right time to have the surgery. But Tommy's family and the staff decided the best time to have their surgery would be once his academics finished up and he got through the season. He was able to do that. And this will now allow him, hopefully, to be full go for spring ball. If he's saying hopefully go for spring ball, that's 3-4 months. So it's a significant injury. Let's not guess about what it is, right? But you have some thoughts about this.
Yeah, and I mean, he did play sparingly down the stretch. But if we're going to take James at his word around the midway point of the season, what was the one game you saw him a lot against a physical defense?
Michigan.
Yes. So if I had to guess, I would have think maybe something might have happened then if it really did happen somewhere. That was a November 3rd game. They still played three games after that, but he got used very little against Ohio State. So, I mean, he played a lot in the Michigan game. That would be an educated guess on my part. I will just say this. We won't talk about what the current surgery was. Tommy Stevens did not work much during the offseason leading up to the 2018
Correct.
Season.
He was in a boot
both
a
the
lot.
Spring and the summer. He spent extensive time in a boot. Now Trace McSorley is leaving. Tommy Stevens cannot have another offseason like that where he doesn't work, doesn't get reps. The quarterback behind him is too talented. I think Tommy Stevens saw that Sean Clifford could throw the ball. And if you're going to – I would have had the surgery the minute it made sense just because he needs to work.
Season.
He needs to work in the spring. He needs to work in August. He needs to get reps. The coaches need to see what he's really good at. He's got to get better throwing the ball. He needs to develop a chemistry with the guys he's going to throw to.
Right.
Sean Clifford is a serious threat to the job if Tommy is not healthy. I mean, Penn State knows it has a very good, maybe even a better insurance backup than Tommy Stevens was for Trace. So all of this makes sense to me. I hope he does get to work in the spring and the summer because I admire the fact that he stayed at Penn State. I admire the fact that he was a good soldier after he lost the starting quarterback battle to 2016, and he had to know that he was never going to get that back as long as Trace was healthy. I admire a lot of what Tommy did, and I think the fan base does too. I think he's earned his shot to get a long look as Penn State starter, but it is, I just think it's critically important that he gets in a lot of work in the spring and summer with his surrounding cast. So I think it's a smart decision to do this. It sounds to me like he was probably playing through this towards the end of the season,
right
if he got hurt in the middle of the season. So absolutely the right thing to do. I'm glad. I really hope Tommy can be as close to 100% for spring and summer as he can be.
And he has graduated.
Correct.
So he is a Penn State University graduate.
Full-time rehab, baby.
And it's 2016 again. The competition for the job, even though we kind of thought back then, like, yeah, Trace is going to be the quarterback, over the course of time in the last few years, it's been revealed that that was a legit competition, and Tommy was pushing. Guess what? Tommy, somebody's going to be pushing.
It's always going to be that way, though. It's always going to be that way. Justin Fields and the Fromm kid. It's always going to be that way. Tua and Jalen Hurt. There's always going to be the difference between the starter and the backup should always be razor thin, unless the quarterback is just a once in a generation player. I mean, that's what the coaching staff wants, because everyone knows that in top 20 football, in top 10 football, the quarterback's going to take some vicious shots from some good defenses. So that's just the way it's going to be moving forward.
And to talk about Penn State's quarterback room, let us not forget that in 2019 they got 2 4-star recruits. All right, little recruiting news for you as we keep going here on News and Notes. Following up on the first National Signing Day for 2019, the Penn State 2020 recruiting class is now up to 2 verbal declarations. On Christmas Day, outside linebacker Derek Wingo, a 4-star from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, gift-wrapped a present for the Penn State coaching staff, and he verbally gave his declaration to the Nittany Lions. He's 6'2", 215-pound 4-star, top 200 kid, number 10 in the nation at his position. The 2020 class is off and running. I think this is the way it sets up going forward. Right after the first National Signing Day in 19, the two classes are kind of overlapping. Early declarations are going to start coming, and I would expect one or two more in the 20 class before we get to February, to be honest with you.
Florida kid, too.
What's that?
Another Florida kid.
So that's, you know, that's a little bit of recruiting news for you.
And hi, Andy. I'm Ross.
Hi, Ross. Happy holidays. Hope you had a great holiday.
Yeah, likewise. I will probably in a couple weeks give an in-depth breakdown of Derek Wingo and the lineman from Michigan, the 2020 lineman from Michigan. I can't remember his name, but we'll get into that. But today I wanted to do the breakdown of Kentucky. Next week I'll do the post-recap.
Then we start in on the Kentucky 19 rankings. We'll start in on the 2019 class after February.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to rank them in order.
Yes.
However many they end up with, all the way to one.
Years later, can say, I can't believe you didn't have Saquon Barkley number one. You're an idiot. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, but you certainly take a lot of credit for Etor, so you're going to get it over Saquon.
You should.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, Wingo's a good player. It is interesting that they have one commit from Michigan and one from
Florida.
From Florida right now. They need a couple from Pennsylvania.
We'll I haven't looked at the 2020 class. Other than Julian Fleming, I haven't looked at the depth of the 2020 class. I will and get into that a little bit more.
We're going to be talking a lot about Fleming in the coming months.
Yeah, he released the top 10, by the way, another list.
Yeah, not many people can release a top 10 a few months after they have a top 6, but he was able to pull it off.
I think Micah did that at one point, too.
Yeah, Mike.
His six
went to 10. And by the way, remember when he did the top 6 and I mentioned Alabama and everybody said, Alabama's not even his top 6. You're an idiot, Ross. They're not even top. Oh, they're there in the top 10, in the new top 10. They're there. I'm just telling you.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Thank you to our friend Kevin for providing holiday cheer for my family with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. I was going to say we had a few of them during the break. All right, let's keep moving on news and notes. We have the Citrus Bowl. We're going to preview that and make our predictions coming up in quarter number 4. Another recruiting note that I wanted to put out about the 2019 class, and I think we can talk about this a little bit. They have 18 guys, 17 of them are 5 and 4 stars. That's the highest percentage in the country in terms of the number of the total class. Only so it's about quality versus quantity kind of thing. Nobody has a better percentage of 4 and 5 stars based on the total numbers in Penn State. They're third in the country in 4 and 5 stars in their class combined behind Georgia and Alabama. Those two schools have the most 4 and 5 stars. And 11 of these 18 kids that are coming in 2019 are enrolling early. In other words,
that's a good sign.
Yeah. I think that's a huge number. It shows that I think that James Franklin and his coaching staff, the talent development that they're doing, they start early, they play early, they get them in early. And I kind of think based on the last two recruiting classes, that generally speaking, because he's recruiting so much high-end talent, that he's kind of working on maybe a little bit of a 3-year plan with his recruiting classes generally, because last year it was, 6 or 7 guys came in early from the 18 class. This year it's 11. So he keeps bringing more in early. The talent development starts early. They're in spring ball. They're in winter.
I wonder. Well, the other thing is that you want them to play right away, because as you get better kids, the chances of them leaving early on the other end.
That's what I was talking about, the 3-year plan.
I mean, you definitely need to do that moving forward, because I'll be interested to see you're going to see Penn State have to deal with what Michigan's having to deal with right now a little bit more often.
Right.
Although Michigan's kids are just bailing left and right with no regard for the bowl game. But the Penn State kids really haven't done that yet, including Saquon Barkley. But eventually, I think you might have to – you might see one or
two of them, do that. But
I think I wonder if enrolling early is a – I wonder if enrolling early is – I don't want to say a prerequisite, because it's not, but I wonder how much of it's chicken and the egg thing for Franklin. Like, I wonder if it's like if he goes harder after the kids that he knows can enroll early because of the value that provides, or if he just during the process says, look, we really want you to enroll early. It's probably more him pushing it. And I said this before, I think it's great for the guys to do it from a college perspective. There's nothing wrong with another semester of college. I wouldn't trade second semester of spring of my senior year of high school for all the money.
I'm
going to
do
world.
Some digging on Ross's senior spring. I'm just going to ask around and see. I want to hear. I'm going to find some stories, and I'm going to talk about it on the Keystone Sports
Network.
My buddy
Mike Parker, his parents weren't there, so we just went to his house every night. It was unbelievable. Shout out Mike Parker's parents.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. The last nugget I want to drop in real quick is that. A recruit I talked to earlier was a 5-star. They're moving the timetable up now.
Great.
Than 5 years ago. All right, that'll do it for quarter one. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.